The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our Children's Day service today. We're delighted to see you on this lovely Sunday morning. And later in our service, we'll be honoring all the children and their teachers in our prize giving. And just to mention a few things that are happening this week, we don't have pickleball this week. Pickleball is over until September, but the crafters are meeting on Tuesday morning. And we also wanted to just remind people about our community picnics, where we're inviting all our neighbors to come and meet one another on the grounds of our church. Won't you be my neighbor is the theme of our neighborhood picnics that are taking place over the summer months, and they begin this Tuesday. So if you're free, come along with some food and the opportunity to meet our neighbours. There'll be some games, there'll be some activities between 5:30 and 7:30 on Tuesday evening. Wednesday morning, our service of Holy Communion and Pilates. And then Thursday evening, our parish prayers take place over Zoom. And this coming Saturday, we have a work party around the grounds of the church between 9 and 11. And there's the opportunity to do work indoors as well as outdoors, as we do some work around the halls as well. If you're free and you can help in that way, we're always delighted to get those jobs done every month that we need to do. And next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock, morning prayer at 11, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of evening prayer. You'll find all the responses to our service today on the screen. All the words of the hymns are on the screen as well. If you prefer to follow, our first hymn is hymn 570 in the Red Church Hymnal. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. So we're going to ask everybody if you'd like to take your seats. We have enjoyed a wonderful year in Sunday school, and our grateful thanks go to all our Sunday school teachers and helpers who week by week have this generation. And I always think our Sunday school teachers are one of those essential cogs in any church's life that keep the whole faith passing on from generation to generation. And we're especially blessed here in St. Finian's with those who have really dedicated their lives to doing that, and we're very grateful to them. And every year as we come to our prize giving, we want to honour all those children who come to Sunday school week by week, and we also want to say thank you to parents for bringing their children to Sunday school and make it possible for them to come along. So we're going to present our prizes to our children. And what we're going to do is we're going to invite them to come up one by one, and then when they've received the prize, just to stand at the bottom of the steps, and then we're going to join in a round of applause for them collectively as they are receiving their prizes. So first of all, Ryan is going to just pass me on the prizes here. That's great. Thank you. So the first person that we're going to invite to come up and to receive their prize from Ryan is Emily Kidd, if Emily would like to come. Coming at speed. Well done, Emily. And then we're going to invite her brother Matthew to come as well and receive his prize. Well done, that man.
This way, right there, yeah.
Next person we're going to invite to come up to the front is Orla Johnston. Is Orla coming in from the side, I think. There she is. Well done, Orla.
All right, Orla. There you go, Orla.
And then we have a prize for Brady Saunders. Well done, Brady. Next up, we have Isla McMillan. Is Isla here this morning? That's for Isla. Well done, Isla. And the next person we're going to invite up is Lottie McMillan. Where is Lottie? She's coming. She's shy. Okay. Your sister will take it for you if you're shy. Okay. Next up we have James McManus. Is James here? Good man, James. William is sick. Okay. So, James, are you going to take William's as well? You're going to take two in one. And then are you going to take for your sister? Okay. So, well done to all our prize winners, and let's give them a round of applause. So we're going to invite you to take your seats, but I think Ryan might be needing your help later on, but we'll not say any more at this point. But if you take your seats for the moment, I'm going to hand over to Ryan.
Okay, folks, so our service this morning is prize giving and in all ages, and so it will be a little bit different. But for the most part, we are on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer for a morning prayer service. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of the Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God, our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our psalm for today is Psalm 86, verses 1 to 10 and verses 16 and 17, which can be found on page 691 or hopefully on the screen. And we'll say this together. Incline your ear. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery. Preserve my soul, for I am faithful. Save your servant, for I put my trust. Merciful to me, O Lord, for you are my God. I call upon you all the day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and forgiving, abiding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and listen to me. In the day of my distress, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, nor any works like yours. All shall come and worship you, Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Turn to me and have mercy upon me, servant, and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a token of your favor, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped and comforted me. Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We're going to sing together from the Thanks and Praise Hymnal, Song 28, Come Thou Fount.
Thank you.
We remain standing as we affirm our faith, saying together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our collect for today, the third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us, that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite Julie to come and give our Bible reading.
Romans 6, verses 1 to 11. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. If we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God.
Can you hear me okay? All right, good. Now, all of those children who were up here getting a prize, I need you to come back up because I need your help. No shyness. Come on up. We're gonna have a little bit of fun. 2, 3. Okay, now, right over here, okay? Along this thing here, come stand right here, okay? Now, I'm going to, how many we got here? 6, perfect, absolutely perfect. I need you to take one of these. I need you to take one of these. You want one? Yeah. So you, gentlemen, okay. Now, come stand over here, right there, okay? And what's going to happen here? I'm going to open this thing up, and I'm going to set this up now. If you guys all want to go stand back there, about where that line is, where that indentation is, I'll come meet you there in a second, okay? Okay. Now, normally I don't condone throwing things in church, but today I'll make an exception. All right. I'm going to put that against there. You've got an obstacle to contend with. Now, okay, now come over here. We're going to take a step back. Come on, keep going. We're going to make this a little bit difficult because life is difficult, okay? All right, okay. Now, you see that there? What is that there? It's like a thing. You've got to take the thing in your hand. You're going to throw it, and you've got to get it inside of that hole. Do you think you could do that? No, you don't think so? Do you think they could do this? I'm not too sure, but we're going to give it a go. So one at a time, you're going to come up, and I want you to be right here. This is your line. You cross the line, it's a foul. And I'll go, ah! Okay? So you don't cross that line. And you're going to take that thing, and you're going to throw it, and you got to get it in here, okay? Okay, one at a time. Here we go. Give it a shot. Who wants to go first? All right, here we go. Not a bad effort. Okay, not a bad effort. Now we move over to see who's next. All right. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. All right, boys, let's see if we can do any better. All right, here we go. Oh, he's so close. They're getting there. All right. All right, okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, now, don't worry. We're going to try it again. I'm going to have you come closer, okay? You come right here. Come to this one, okay? You come right there, and we'll try again. Okay, all right. Now, do you think it'll be easier if you're a little bit closer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You're so full of confidence, aren't they? Yeah, here you go, boys. We'll try again. Okay. All right, let's try again. You're a little bit closer to see if we can get it in there. All right. All right, that's a lot better, yeah. Okay. All right, boys. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, why don't you all come right here? Come sit right here. All right. I have a couple questions for you, okay? When you saw that, did you think, oh, I could do it? Keep scooting. Did you think to yourself, I could totally throw that beanbag in that hole? Did you think so?
Yeah, no.
Everyone, it's even realistic expectations. Yeah? Okay. Now, as you moved closer, did you think, oh, I surely could get it this time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? You thought you'd overcooked it, Matthew. You did, yeah, properly. So strong. Right. Now. That's a big throw. I don't think I could do that. Right? Okay. Now, you may be wondering what this has to do with anything that we've talked about or read this morning. And I'm going to tell you that it has a lot to do with what we're talking about this morning. Have you heard of that word that they throw around in Sunday school sometimes called sin? Have you heard of that word before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I'll be honest, I'm 42 and sometimes I don't know what it is. Right. So I did a little research and I thought, right, I want to understand what this word means. And it has this connotation that says, you missed the mark. which you guys just did, right? So you were from there, and then you came up here, and you had a target, and you were trying to get your thing into the target, and you realized that you didn't quite make it. Now, some of you were a lot closer than others, right? Who was the closest? I think Matthew was the closest from further back, go figure, right? Yeah. Yeah, you overcooked the second one. Yeah, we covered it. But there's this thing about, you know, like life, and life being this sort of thing where we do our best, don't we? We want to try to do our best to be good. You guys on TV. Yeah. Nice. Right? You try to be good. You try to do the right thing, but you might just miss it. Just a little bit. Every once in a while. That's kind of what that Romans reading that they were talking about, is that idea of that missing the mark and how we avoid missing the mark. So we're going to talk for a couple minutes this morning about not missing the mark. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you the option. You can stay here if you want, or you can go and sit back with your grown-up if you want. It's your choice. You want to stay here? You having fun? It's so much more fun in the front row, I promise. Some of you who like the back row should come and experience the front row. It's where the action is. Okay? Now, I'll tell you what, now. So if we take this idea of this is life, and we want to live a good life, and we want to get life in the right way, and live the right way, surely there's a way to do that. And what Paul's writing about in this letter is about how to do that. Now, I have a question for you. When you come to church, do you know what we do or why we come to church? Any ideas? What happens at church? Yeah, Matthew says, praise God, be thankful. What about it? To read the Bible. Any other ideas? Yeah. We get our sins forgiven. When we make a mistake and we miss the mark, we ask God to help us and forgive us. Any other things that happen when we come to church? And this isn't just for children. This is for us. This is the life. And I'm going to tell you that the way out of sin, right, isn't just trying to do good or be good, but it's actually a complete change of the heart. How do you think a change of the heart occurs? Practice. How many of you play sport? Have you ever played sport before? Yeah. How many of you like to practice? What thing is it? Right? But it's a thing that we learn the fundamentals, and we try, and we do things over and over and over again, and those things then form us and shape us into having good habits and good form. Now, how many of you think that if I gave each of these kids 10 tries, after 10 tries, they would form a type of routine and a type of habit and a type of understanding in which, oh, that's about that far, and if I hold it this way and I toss it that way, they're going to get closer, right? Because you do it over and over and over and over again. That's the Christian life. That's one of the reasons that we come to church. We come to church, as Matthew says, we pray, we read the Bible, but ultimately, it's to learn and practice the way of Jesus. And that's how we avoid missing the mark in our life. It's not so much running around trying to not do bad things. It's actually orienting our eyes and looking at the good things and trying to do them. And by doing these practices, these disciplines of prayer, of reading the Bible, of coming and being a part of a community in the life of a church, we get better and better and better. Now, guys, here's the thing. I want you to stand right here this time, okay? So we're going to do this again. I want you to do it right here and think of all the things we've talked about. We're going to try one more time. You're going to be right there. And I want us to think about our life, to think about the things that you need to in terms of discipline, in terms of structure, in terms of form, in terms of tossing that in there, because we want to make sure we hit the mark, okay? So let's try this one more time, right close, right next to it, and see if we can hit the mark as such. Okay, boys, you're going first this time, right? Okay, we'll try one more time. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay, here we go. All right, what do you think, what do you think? Can you get it in there? Oh yeah, definitely. Hey, right in. Brilliant. Okay. Okay, come on, man. Pressure's on. There you go. Brilliant. Okay, come on, come on. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. 100%. Oh, yes. Grace abounds. Okay. You may go sit back down with your parents, Nate. Thank you so much for your help, boys and girls. Well done. Well done. Absolutely brilliant. I'm going to leave that there. Okay. It's a really simple illustration, isn't it? Really simple. And oftentimes we think about it from the point of view of trying so hard not to do the wrong thing or the bad thing. But really, it's just a change of the heart and a type of discipline. By being more and more like Jesus, we walk further and further away from the sin that destroys us, that enslaves us. In Christ is freedom, and by doing and following the way and practice of Jesus, we are free. And that freedom gives us life, and that life brings us into community together. Let us pray. Friends, our prayers this morning are going to be slightly different because we're going to be taking an all-ages approach to the way we pray. And we're going to be using a thing called stop prayers. And this is something that maybe you at home may be able to try at various points, in which we think of sorry. We then thank the Lord for what he has given us. Then we pray for others. And then we say please. So let us pray. Gracious Lord, we are sorry for the way that we've treated others, for doing wrong things when we knew that doing the right thing was better, and for thinking of ourselves, overthinking of others. Help us to focus our hearts on you and your freedom. Help us to be more like Jesus every day. By the power of the Holy Spirit, help us to be salt and light in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Father God, as we say thanks, we thank you for your beautiful creation and all creatures great and small. Thank you for creating animals and nature and trees, the sea, the moon, and the sun. Lord, we're thankful for the fields that grow our food and the farmers who tend them, along with the changing of seasons. We thank you for these wonderful gifts that we enjoy. We thank you for our friends, our families, and our homes. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we pray for others today. We pray for the world, for peace. We pray for our nation and its leaders. We pray for our city and for good community relationships. We pray for all of those in our church who are unable to join us today due to ill health or other circumstances. May they know the peace of the community as we are but one body under Christ. Lord, in your mercy. As we ask God, please, Lord Jesus, hear our prayers. Please be with the families of those recently bereaved. Give comfort, hope, and knowledge of your presence as they feel the depth of their loss, but also the depth of your love in the midst of such a time. Lord, give patience to the sick and afflicted, and renew them in body and soul. We lift to you our prayers for those we know who need your presence now. Father, please give us courage in the face of uncertainty.
to trust you fully by faith, and to be bold in every aspect of our love for you and our love for others as we live out the gospel wherever we are. Lord, change our hearts. Let us look after you, to fix our eyes on Jesus, and to aim for him in all things. Lord, we take all of our thoughts, all of our anxieties and worries, all of our hopes, all of our joy, and we put them into the prayer that you have taught us as we pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our offering hymn today is hymn number 112, There Is a Redeemer. Friends, may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 485, Rise Up and Serve the Lord.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.